The Swiss Info feature on Mountain Radio Verbier.
In biblical times, getting up a mountain was no easy feat. Just think of Moses. In order to receive the Ten Commandments, he had to climb a mountain. Moses plays a minor role in a new exhibition on show in the central town of Schwyz, called Did You See My Alps? A Jewish Love Story. This has been an on-and-off love affair, as Hanno Lovi tells us. The show is the brainchild of Lovi, who is the curator of the Jewish Museum of Hohenems, Austria. Did You See My Alps? Highlights contributions Jews made to the development of mountaineering, alpine tourism, and culture. It also shows how anti-Semitism tainted the love affair. Throughout this piece, you'll hear clips of music from a classic 1930s mountain film, Der Weiße Rausch, or in English, The White Flame. The film was written and directed by Arnold Funk and produced by Harry Sokol, both Jews.
When I started to do vacations in the area of Davos and Arosa, I became aware of the significance of the mountains, in particular Switzerland, for the Orthodox Jews, which was pretty striking for me too, given my own prejudices about what Orthodox Jews regularly do, which in my perception until that time was definitely not mountaineering, but praying and obeying to a lot of incredible and stupid laws. When I learned that they were passionate lovers of nature and walking in the mountains, I had to also change my perception a little. The Alps are, in a way, the gravitation center of Europe. They are right in the middle and they are pretty big and high. And they are the subject of myths. From the very first moment, the people in the Romantic movement of the early 19th century started to explore nature and the Alps. They became the symbol of all kind of identities and feelings of belonging and tradition and folklore. And they were definitely one of the strongest symbols for the Jewish diaspora in Europe for the question, do we belong or not? I got the impression that this might be an interesting subject. When I learned about the story of the Alpine clubs and the role Jews played in the development of the Alpine clubs in Austria and Germany, and the way they were expulsed, thrown out of these clubs in the early 20s, that was, I mean, definitely the point where we saw that this is a subject for an exhibition.
Hanno Lovi speaking there. The exhibition Did You See My Alps? A Jewish Love Story is on at the Forum of Swiss History in the town of Schwyz until the end of October.
To hear more features like this and find out more about Swiss Info, go to our website, mountainradioverbier.com.